All right, go ahead.
Awesome. Welcome to the Outrageous Friends You Podcast.
Yes. This your boy Simple J right here coming live at the red. JP, one and only. We are back again with another episode.
Awesome. And today's episode is Cheaters.
Cheater. Oh man, this subject.
The most taboo subject known to man.
Yes, it is. Fit time.
So, the definition of cheaters is the act of acting dishonestly in order to gain an advantage, especially in a game or an examination. Very basic.
Very,
And then
very
the
basic.
two most popular types of cheating are physical and emotional.
I
The
can respect
others,
that.
right. And then the other non-most common categories are physical infidelity, emotional cheating, cyber infidelity, object infidelity, and financial infidelity. Which one sounds the worst?
Like I said, I'm gonna say financial, then I directly
Yep.
go into the emotional, then
Right.
emotional, and go into infidelity. So financial to me is the most outrageous. I think money do play a huge part into us doing stuff.
I totally agree. So, the number one is physical infidelity. They say that physical and sexual connections outside your relationship. So basically, any type of touchy, touchy, feely, feely is cheating for those that do not agree. Ever had anyone physically cheat on you, or would you ever even know how they cheated on you?
I did have that happen to me before. In my past, I'm gonna say about two relationships I've been in with someone. It happened
And
to
you
me
knew it
twice.
was physical?
One of them, I definitely did know. But the other one, no, I didn't. That's one that caught me by surprise, for sure. So, the more I think with the physical one, that really hit me the most, knowing that you spend so much accountly hours with that person, but at the end of the day, they go off these separate ways and they do something else.
Horrible. I definitely found one in plain text, verbatim, and that
Oh.
was not beautiful. We're not gonna go into details, but that was not pretty. Number two, emotional cheating. It's an emotional attachment or intimacy with another partner. So, just involving yourself in communicating yourself and giving your time and energy to another person is another form of cheating. You're emotionally giving yourself to this person. And I can say that I've given my time to someone, but it hurts to say that. I want to justify and say that I wasn't cheating. I just felt more comfortable speaking with such person rather than my partner. And I know your partner's supposed to be your best friend, but maybe that's why that person's not here today. Then I guess I cheated.
Pretty much.
And I always say that I never cheated, but if emotional is part of it, then damn you, I guess I have.
oh wow. That sucks. I get your point, and I get your point.
Say talking to a best friend.
Yeah, you basically you're talking to a best friend, but at the same time, why give too much info to your best friend? Can it be justified that you are more comfortable into the sense of being with that person? Knowing that, okay, I don't have to go home to that person or be in an argument with that person on a constantly hour or basis. So
or
maybe
they wouldn't
that,
judge you.
Or there you go, they won't judge you. So that could be a bit part of that situation that happened. Don't get me wrong, I have been in that same position, that same scenario before too. happened on this. It happens, you know, we all get caught up into things not knowing what are the feelings of the other side, our other partner gonna be. You know, that's why they always say put yourself in my shoe. Put your feelings, how your feelings gonna react to that other person. You know, you can't, whatever that person come at you, you gotta expect the unexpected with the attitude or such and such reasons.
My boyfriend said something real funny. He said, as a girlfriend, you can give somebody 5 minutes, but as a wife, you give that person 1 minute, because there is no reason why you should be engaging in the opposite sex in such a long time. You say, hey, I gotta go. And I thought about that and I was like, wow, that sounds pretty interesting. Because as a girlfriend, you know, you're pretty much still on the market, even though you may be dating, but it's not official. But as a wife, hey, cut the smack. You're not talking to nobody. We made a contract, we made a commitment.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
To your boyfriend, I truly agree with him on that one. I truly agree on that one.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Yeah, I like that one. That's perfect.
And then number three is a funny one. Cyber infidelity. Social media has made it easier to cheat. Because even viewing erotic stimuli things and pornography, all that is considered cheating. And that's a form of cyber cheating. Because people think that, hey, maybe this person's not real. No. You are giving, again, time and energy to another person outside your relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're getting turned on by looking at these erotic pictures and you're constantly viewing versus one time, dude, you're cyber cheating. What you gotta say?
Damn. It's true though. It's true. It is very true. Because at the end of the day, what am I gaining from looking at somebody else that I don't even know? Don't even know 2-1% of that person.
Right.
What am I gonna gain from it? I'm not gaining nothing. Just a good enjoyment of 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so you cyber, yeah, it is very, you know.
And then the pictures too also is not even that. It's you commenting on someone else's picture. You're starting a conversation. Because the first button that you see right there says reply. You go hit reply. Then she go hit reply. Then he go hit reply. And they say, you know, bro, this sound good. DM me right quick. Whoa, can we slow it down?
I get that point, but also on that same, if you're trying to reply, you reply to somebody, 9 out of 10 times, that person not going to reply back to you.
Right, but we're talking on the aspect of like that flirty text, when you know it's a flirty text, and it's not just your homeboy, hey, nice pic. Nah, this girl's like, hey, man, on them abs, boy, you looking cute, honey, blase, blase. You be like, damn, thanks, babe, or a winky face, and then, yeah, she hit you with the this, and he hit you with the, okay. See, now what we, hello, we clearly see this is a flirtatious woman. I would disregard, or you could heart it, I guess, or you could give her the thumbs up, because you, I guess, nowadays everybody want to be a rapper, everybody want to be a social media fan. Okay, get your little fans, but be careful what you reply to them, because these women, they're going to take it differently. Oh, okay, he might like me. Oh, okay, it look like he bought it. It sound like he's single.
Gotcha.
Choose
That's
yours
true.
wisely.
For you, there you go. That's why I always say your tongue is a powerful thing. Well, that was
Agreed.
the old folks would say your tongue.
Hey man, but it's a cliche for a reason.
Yes, it is.
Number four, object infidelity. So what they mean by object infidelity is like when there is an obsession or an interest outside of the relationship that results is an object affair. Focus on work, maybe you're on your phone too much, all these things causes a distraction to your relationship. And your partner may think that you like work more. There's something there that's catching your attention more than your woman. You don't want to come home. You're not craving your woman's intention to come back home. Why? Why are you having so much fun at work, and why am I not your peace? Why are you not coming back to me to relax? Why you gotta stay back out there? What's going on over there? Object of infidelity.
That is true. That is true. We hanged
Didn't
out.
even think about that. That
I
is
did it.
like, I get it as well. It makes total sense. And I
That
think I
is
can, I don't think I'm a guilty for object infidelity, but I do say that I do love work, and that's just because I'm a friendly person. But I also do want to come back home and chill. So, I mean, there have been relationships where people just, hey man, I don't want to go home, fool. She's always nag, 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 nah, nah, and hey.
But you know what though? I think everybody get that time that they don't want to go home. You
I
see what I'm
agree.
saying? Because your home would be your safe keeping. You see, you don't want to come home to being stressed after you working a long 8 hour job or 6 hour, 7 hour if you're doing part time or whatever. Sometimes you just want to come home and just relax. But if your partner is nagging you about this and that, taking out the trash, cooking, doing such and such and that. Where should we want to go? We want to go out. We want to go to a bar. We
Yeah.
want to go to a club, just hang with the fellas and say, I'm hanging with the fellas, go watch the game, but end
Yep.
up somewhere else. You
By
see
the
what
way,
I'm
the heat's
saying?
on. Let's go heat.
Let's go. Let's go. Oh, shit. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you going up at that point. Trust me, I did it. I used to, I do the long hours, and I'd be like, you know what? I don't feel like because I can't get in an argument with her, or over text, over the phone by texting, or over the phone. I don't know how to sit, get in an argument. You know what? Forget it. I'm gonna come home
So
2 hours, 3 hours
annoying.
later.
Right.
I know it's gonna piss her off even more, but.
If you go home at that heated moment, it probably would be worse.
Be worse. There you go. So let me go have a couple of drinks, then come. Okay, what you want to talk about? I'm level-headed a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
The last one is financial infidelity. So money can be a negative point because people can be lying about how much money they're earning, how they earn it, the debts that they're in, and even the people that they lend money to. Sometimes there's just times where you can't lend money out, and people have hidden accounts with God knows how much amount in there, and you're not telling your partner, and it can cause a negative aspect because you're not being honest with your partner about being together. Like I feel like I should have an account that's to myself, But my partner should be allowed to know. Now, if he doesn't know, it seems as if I have a plan B. If it don't work out with buddy, you know what I'm saying? I got this safekeeping so I can clear it. Anybody would think that way. Because why are you hiding this money if we're a union? What would be one good reason to hide money?
Buy your gift so you won't know what it is.
Right, but would you hide the fact that you have that account?
Nah.
I mean, we get the bank statements, but why is she not allowed to know you have another bank account?
Somebody on the side. That's the only thing
I
you can
sure
think
hope
of.
not, you
Oh,
know?
not too, right. But
And it's
no.
like, what if you're like, sometimes you guys have to come to decisions together. Hey, we gonna pay this car note today, or we gonna pay the house? Because we don't got money for both.
Right.
And say we did have money for both, but because you gave your ex baby mama $2,000 for God knows what, and I didn't know about it, I could have stepped up and made some more money, and we could have came to an agreement. Hey, maybe we could give it 15 or 1,000. But no, you took it upon yourself to deduct $2,000 out of the family to give to this woman, or
No, you know what? No, because
oh, let's go. What is it? Rebuttal.
we bought it. Yeah, I'm fine. Ain't no way in hell if me and you are in a relationship and an ex baby mama, you're not gonna try to help that one. You're not gonna try to help. You are not trying to help. You will do everything in your power to try to sabotage her. You will try to do
You're saying
anything
if
in your
you were to give baby mama bread?
bread, yes.
I
You
mean, you're supposed to if you guys have a child together.
right, if you're supposed to, if you have a child, right? But in the sense of that, sometimes your main focus will come out why you giving her money. Are y'all doing something on the side?
Or why are you giving her more money than you're
Money may be
supposed to?
supposed to. There you go. You took the word right out of my mouth. Is this something that I don't know? So you gonna start thinking, you gonna have most females gonna have that second thought on my
Of course.
that overthinking,
But
like,
tell me you're gonna give her more. Why you gotta hide it?
but why should I tell you if it gonna cause an argument?
But hiding it causes a double argument.
I'd rather hide it sometimes, if in the sense of knowing that, okay, I know I'm not gonna do nothing with that person. I'm gonna hide it for a second, just so that I can take off whatever I need to take off. Get whatever extra plate off my plate.
But we are union. You're supposed to tell me where the money going.
Right? Yes. Yes, at the same time, yes, you're right about that. I'm not gonna tell you right away. I'll probably tell you a month later, like,
Ew.
I did get extra amount to number two
XYZ.
just because of such and such reason.
Why you gotta wait?
Again, go to my point of don't want to have that argument right then and there. Don't want to have that argument. Remember, I'm simple. Anything that can eliminate them arguments from me, I don't want to hear it.
But you don't think it'll be double jeopardy if you wait and then she find out, hey, it wasn't this month, it was last month. Not only will she be angry that you gave her extra, now she's gonna be angry that you waited to tell her. So I think you're just digging yourself a hole.
Regardless, I'm gonna be in a hole regardless. Regardless, I'm gonna be in a hole.
You want to be in a 6-foot hole or you want to be in a 10-foot hole?
It's gonna be 10. Hey, if I can hold my breath, I'm good to go. That's what I see it sometimes. Like, trust me, I got a homeboy that in that situation like that, and you're like, bro, I just felt like at that time I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to deal with it. Because he going in that
No
situation
way.
that they kept on arguing, 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 arguing. And so, okay, hey.
Then I'm also going to say, if this young lady was not able to be on the same side as you and to be like, you know, helpful for this young lady, I guess maybe that person wasn't your compatibility, you know, because if you're going to argue about something that, you know, if you guys already have trust and you doing this extra shit, I guess you have a good reason and I guess she should be understanding. But if you had to hide it from her knowing her situation, then maybe she was not a good fit. Because there are other people that you could just straight up tell them, and you already know no argument is going to come from that. Then that's, you know what I'm saying, that's the understanding person that you need in your life. So, not regardless of the matter, I don't think anything should be hidden. Everything should be out in the open. And if you can't take your partner, then you need to walk away.
No, you are right. You are completely right. You are completely right about that. I'm not gonna lie,
I'm still guilty of waiting. I suck at confrontation.
Yes, my point exactly.
You know, again, like I said to you, it's, there are just some people that cannot take it, so that's why they are the exes. You know, because they weren't able to comprehend my lifestyle, knowing that I am still a trustworthy person, you know, so.
Okay, I got you.
So listen, cheaters have poor impulse control. They're tempted by opportunity, and they lack emotional maturity to resist temptation. I felt that. So how do you describe a cheater? What do you think of these people? Can we give them the benefit of the doubt? Do they have a reason to do what they're doing?
Honestly, to me, I see a person as a cheater with a low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Low self-esteem, not knowing what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Their ambition is higher than what it's supposed to be. At the same time, a quality that they don't understand. Quality standards, and as I'm looking into a female or looking into a male, however you want to play it. So that's how I look at cheaters, because 9 out of 10 times, a lot of cheaters go through something in their childhood that results into them cheating. They see their father or mom doing something on the side, and they think it's right.
Mm-hmm.
Or mostly just a cheater. Like I say, when it comes to a high standard, they feel cocky that I can get that one and I'm going to go out to that one, knowing that I already have somebody.
Yep.
You know, so that's how I see a cheater. Plain and simple. Nothing else about it.
No self-esteem.
There you go.
The Institute for Family Studies states that between the ages of 18 to 29 years old, women are 11% more likely than men, which are 10% to cheat. So which age range are you interested in knowing, aside from the one I just stated?
I'm going to have to say 30 and up.
So, the statistics say between the ages of 30 and 39 years old, men are 14% more likely to cheat than women is 11%.
I knew it. I get it. Mostly at that time, women from the age of 30 to 39, they ready to settle. They want to be down.
Already.
At that time, they ready. Men, no. At that time, our goal is body counts. How many body counts we can get? Let's wrap it up. I want to have fun, because in my teenager years, I wasn't doing nothing. I probably was stressed out because of school. That one girl, or SMYZ. No. No. I knew it. No.
And you know what's sad about it? The decline for women goes down as they get older. 40 to 49, 10% for women. 50 to 59, 15% for women. 60 to 69, 16. 80%, 6% for women from 80 and over. Men are more likely to cheat between 70 and 79 at 26%, while women 70 to 79 is 13.
I get it. At that range,
So
when
the
it is
chart, if I
that.
wish I could show you the chart, women are going like this, and then men, it's like this.
I get it. It's money,
Sucks.
ambition. I get it. I see it. I see it.
Ambition, the best woman. Yeah, I got the best guy. I gotta have the best car with the best chick inside. Women, they're more emotional thinkers, and I believe that their trust is lower. The self-esteem is sometimes lower because they're aging, and women are supposed to be beauty, trophy wives. And because you're declining in physique, so is your self-esteem. So it just declines with you. And that sucks. And I can't believe that women are so strong during all their peak. But then when it comes to men, they just don't want to see y'all. Like, it sucks.
No.
So if you're not married by the age range that we said between 18 and 39, then it's just going to decline. Your trust is going to decline.
Right, that's it. Yeah.
That's wild.
That's I truly can believe it. I can believe it. I know people can get mad at me. Oh, I'll put the bill on the filler side. Yeah, but fast is fast.
And it's just saying, they have to, for things like this, they have to attack the same amount of people for the same amount of age range. And hey, numbers don't lie.
No.
This institute did a whole study on this, and they even tried to justify why they cheat, and they try to comprehend why men cheat. They've lost a woman that was beautiful and young, and now they're here for this ambition, and they want a woman that's can move with him because his stamina is sometimes even harder, and you have to try and control this horse, you know what I mean? So sometimes you're too old to control it. So you gotta get a young body.
I
So
get
if
it.
you're not locked down in the beginning, I don't know what to tell you, sister. You better start working out so you can have more self-esteem.
Something. I get it. I get it. I understand.
Now there's one more thing.
Oh,
Race and ethnicity. Which do you think is the highest cheating rate?
that's easy. Blank. Black men don't
Who is
cheat.
it?
Black men don't cheat.
So who is it?
White. White.
Caucasian cheat, 16%.
I knew it. Black people still don't cheat.
Hispanics, 13%.
Yeah, I believe
African
it.
Americans, 22. We are the biggest cheaters in America.
Damn.
Unfortunately,
Damn. That's a damn shame.
we are higher by 6%. And I didn't read why. I just got depressed and I ended that right there.
About to?
But I really thought it was the Hispanics, bro, because if you know the culture, these people are sucios. They some
Listen.
dirty, dirty dogs. I'm shook that, the Hispanics didn't win. But
That's crazy. Yeah, I would have thought that, man, you know how many babies they be having? How many kids? Man, they can have about six kids in 1 year. They don't
my
care.
friends say don't sneeze too close to them because they get pregnant real quick.
There you go. There you go. You said it.
Oh my
You said it. That's crazy. Wow. You know, I think for black people or African American people, I think why we purpose so high is because we already feel targeted. Not only by society, but from a lot of the women. A lot of the women have hold a lot of African American to a high standard. You're supposed to provide as a father, be a leader, be very a person like a god of thunder in a household. But at the same time, we go through our own emotional distress, not knowing that y'all don't know. So that, and we find companion, and when we do talk to somebody on the outside, that's where a lot of it come from. You know, it can not only be about financial, it can only also be about emotional distress, what I'm going through within myself. If I'm trying to talk to my partner and my partner don't want to listen, who do I'm going to talk to? I'm gonna go on the outside. You know, and that's why you see a lot of African women get mad at us African brothers when they date a white woman. Don't get me wrong, the Caucasian, they're gonna listen. They will listen. Don't get me wrong, they will listen. But at the same time, knowing in the back of my mind, yes, they can mess us up. But we need somebody who we can talk to. It's not all the way about food. Oh, I feed him, he good. It's not all the way about that. You know, we do have our lowest moments. We do break down. Don't get me wrong, I had the moments before I broke down crying by myself.
And be like,
Nobody don't know.
right.
But I keep smiling on my face and I go about my business. I'm not saying I went out and did something, but yes, I did talk to others to get my vent, this vent. So I understand that point why African American is high 22%. That's crazy. I understand.
I mean, I think another good reason why sometimes people cheat, like one of the words said, it's there's an actual impulse control, and sometimes people really don't have control, even though they're happy. Like, for example, people say, hey, if Beyonce got cheated on, you could get cheated on because no one's prettier than Beyonce. It's a metaphor because she's so beautiful and great and successful, but that's their justification. Now, some people just don't have control. You may have this beautiful, successful young lady at home, you know, but there's maybe a better conversationalist. She may be a little ugly, but she carries you emotionally, and you are attracted to whatever it is that you guys are on the same level on, maybe talking about children or future or something that you're probably bored of talking to your girl because y'all been there for too long.
True. That is
So
true.
now you have this temptation of talking to somebody, and like they said, social media is making shit a lot easier because you friending and liking and heart and smiley face. Now they got the love button. Now they got all these features that people may misunderstand as flirting. This fine line between flirting and having this conversation. Okay, my
Right.
man talking about some, yeah, I'm a rapper. I gotta talk to everybody. Yeah, you gotta, what is it called? Socialize and make sure
Socialize,
you're
yeah.
interacting in the interaction with your audience. But again, choose your words wisely. Some
That is
people,
true.
you're thinking you're flirting with them. And because you're not posting videos about your family because it's a business page, they probably think you're single.
That
But you're
is
just a
true.
private person that don't want to put your chick on blast. Now you got this cool ass chick who's always down for you, who's supporting you. Your girl probably thinks your music is trash. And this girl's out here, oh my God, oh my God. And you like, you feeling yourself, boy, because you know you petting this man's ego. And he didn't even mean to, but because he has no self-control, y'all met up at Starbucks, and you bought that bitch a muffin.
Yeah. That could be control, emotional distress.
And all these factors is one thing. We can't just attack one thing. Just social media, just infidelity. It's all of it. It's a little bit of everything. And that's why you have to take control of yourself before you can even give yourself to another person.
That is true. And that's where you come to find respect yourself.
Right.
You know, and that's crazy that you said that. And I completely, and I saw it before, you know. Hey, it is what it is, you know. Like I say, the only thing you can do is just hope for the best. And them. That's it.
Just make sure you guys are on the same page, you know, just to prevent these issues. And I've always told people, dude, if you're going to cheat, just leave me. You ain't even got to tell me you're cheating. But before you make that action and you disrespect my face knowing that I never disrespected you, just leave me, bro. Just leave me. You that scared?
Yeah.
You got the balls to cheat, but you got the balls to clear it because you don't love me? Come on, man. Where are your cojones?
That is true. That's what I always tell anybody.
How is cheating easier than confrontation? That's crazy.
That is true. You can't. Like I say, that silent guilt will kill you more than actual guilt itself.
Totally.
You know? That's crazy. But hey, it is what it is to it. You know our level where we at. You know, we gotta do what's right for us and do what's right for our partner. And too much of stuff going around, STD and all that other stuff going around. Who got time for all that?
And you got a quote of the day for the boys and the ladies.
I guess I do got a call. Let's start it off with this. Cheaters always want you to be loyal while they're being unfaithful. Cheaters always want you to be loyal while they're being unfaithful. That's it.
Perros. Perros. The word of the day in Spanish is perros. Dogs.
That's it. Well, guys, there's another route, another show, our first live stream. Take it as it goes. We are up live. You can see the voice. You can see the face behind a voice.
Yeah.
Now, a Simple J. This your boy JP and the one and only
Frenchie Diaz.
All right. And we are out. Good night.
Peace.